Legislators from Massachusetts are accusing top executives at Bank of America of breaking their word and improperly laying off hundreds of employees in Massachusetts and the surrounding region. The dispute involves Bank of America's recent $48 billion merger with Fleet Bank. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, bank officials deny they are reneging on commitments.
Lawmakers say what's at issue here is trust. When bank executives were seeking regulatory approval for the Bank of America Fleet merger, they pledged that after the deal, the new bank would keep the same number of jobs in New England. But since then, the combined bank has been quietly laying off workers at hundreds of branches in the region. Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts says B of A is demonstrating arrogance and a lack of honesty.
The arrogance is to give commitments publicly and then disregard them, to say, hey, we'll just tell those people whatever they want, and then we'll just do whatever we want, and there doesn't need to be any connection between the two.
Frank says bank officials pledged to keep six major business units in Boston. The headquarters of two of those units have since been moved to other states. And in public testimony in January, Fleet and B of A officials promised that there would be no reduction in the number of so-called customer-facing employees at branches. Barney Frank.
Chad Gifford, the CEO of Fleet, wrote me two letters saying we're going to keep the number of people in what they called in customer-facing relations, tellers, et cetera, there. They said they'd keep certain lines of business here. They've broken those promises.
Frank is the ranking minority member on the House Banking Committee, and some industry watchers say upsetting him was a blunder. The bank's CEO, Ken Lewis, is meeting with Frank later today, and he met with state officials yesterday to try to allay fears that massive layoffs are happening behind the scenes. The bank won't give overall job loss numbers, but puts layoffs at former Fleet branches at less than 1,000. Bank executives are telling lawmakers that in Massachusetts so far, 130 people have been laid off from bank teller-type positions. B of A spokesman Bob Stickler says that's been necessary because B of A is changing the way bank branches are staffed.
For example, we need fewer tellers at dead times, which may be mid-afternoon, than we need at peak times, which may be around lunchtime. What happens is that you've got some full-time jobs being eliminated, more part-time jobs being created.
Bank of America officials are continuing to pledge that some months down the road, after the merger transition period, the overall number of jobs with the bank across New England will be the same or greater than before the merger. The assurances seem to be smoothing some ruffled feathers. Massachusetts State Treasurer Timothy Cahill has said he's considering pulling $120 million in state money out of B of A accounts. But he says the meeting with the bank's CEO was a good first step towards restoring his trust.
Well, I wouldn't say that we were misled. When there are mergers of this size and this complexity, there are always some disruptions. And sometimes that does lead to layoffs. I will give them the benefit of the doubt that this is still early in the process. If 6 months or a year from now there are more layoffs, that's a different story, and we'll hold them accountable for that.
Meanwhile, other banks in the region could benefit from the dispute over layoffs. Some analysts think the bad publicity could make it easier for other banks to poach former Fleet customers away from B of A. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.